Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes, we want to invite you tomorrow night to our Good Friday celebration at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We'll be going through the seven last sayings of Jesus Christ at 7 p.m. So Friday night, tomorrow night, Good Friday, 7 p.m. at Celebration Tabernacle Church. The seven last sayings of Jesus are going to be presented by seven of our members at Celebration Tabernacle Church. It is always a great night, very insightful. We have different speakers each year, and that word is working.
Yes.
In the lives of people at Celebration Tabernacle Church, and we're excited to see the fruit.
The word is a seed on this Thursday. The word is a seed. And the seed doesn't work in the package on the shelf. Mm-hmm. The seed has all the potential to produce a tremendous harvest, but keeping it in the package and keep it on the shelf doesn't produce an harvest. In order for those grain to produce that harvest, the farmer got to get it and locate the soil for it to be placed in. And once he put that seed in that soil, the seed take over. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And think about the seed, just the packaging of the seed, flower seed, vegetable seed. On the outside of the packaging is the picture of what's to come.
Yeah.
Right? They're not showing you the picture of the little seeds that's inside of the canister. They're showing you the picture of the fruit after you sow those seeds. Uh-huh. And then that gives you the instruction and such, how far apart to space them, what kind of lighting they like, what type of level of water they need, what type of season is the best to plant them, how far apart do they need to be, how deep down do they need to go in order for it to be productive and to produce, to come to maturity. And when we see the picture on the outside, that's the expectation of what is to come. That's not what's going to come out when you open back that packaging. That's not what's coming out. It's coming out in seed form. And a lot of times we're waiting for God to deliver things, to just drop them from heaven fully manifested. And that's what we're waiting for. We don't realize that there's a seed that has to be sowed in order to bring that picture, that vision to pass. So just like in that seed encasing, if you open it and you just see the seeds and you say, oh, man, God is never answering my prayer. I've been waiting 30 years. Well, have you sown the seed that's there in order to produce your expectation? So the seed has to be sown, and seeds can sit in the packaging. They could sit in the shelf, our beans and such, for years and years and years. It's not until we actually sow them till they come into their place of productivity where they will begin to flourish. So we have to be using our gifts, using our talents for the glory of God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 10, it tells us, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. Whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might. For there is no work or device or knowledge or wisdom in the grave where you are going. So now is our opportunity to do what God sent us in the earth to do. After we die is not the time to do it.
That's
the
right.
Time is now. He sent us into the earth. He deposited us into the earth to do something. So whatever our hand finds to do, we're to do it, the Bible tells us, with all our might. Yet on Tuesday, we went over the point that an unproductive life, an unfruitful life, has no dominion. And in Ecclesiastes, further down in chapter 9, in verse 14 and 15, it tells us there was a little city with few men in it, and a great king came against it, besieged it, and built great snares around it. Now there was found in it a poor wise man, and he by his wisdom delivered the city, yet no one remembered that same poor man. So he was wise, but he was poor. So he was unproductive. He knew what to do, but he did not do it consistently.
Yes.
He came through this time with his wisdom. He delivered the city, but it wasn't his lifestyle. He didn't have a lifestyle of productivity. He knew what to do, but he did not do it consistently. And it says, yet no one remembered that same poor man. So it supports the point. Unfruitful life has no dominion.
No power.
Because sometimes you hear that, you say, oh, that's mean. That's sharp.
Yeah.
But
that's
the word.
Yeah.
It comes from the word. Why? Because God has given us all seed. He has given us all gifts. He has given us all talent. He's putting us all in places of influence and opportunity. We have to choose what we're going to do. Are we going to do it with all of our might? Or are we going to be classified as the lazy and wicked servant who hid the gifting and the talents that God gave them?
Because we don't have to look any further, but look in Matthew chapter 25, when Jesus talked about those three servants, it was three lives. They represent us on earth. There is those group of people. So we can look at it. And what Jesus was giving us an example of the three groups of people that exist in the earth realm. And here it is. There's three different levels of ability. There's three different levels of ability. One was given five, one was given two, one was given one, according to that ability. And what you do with it is going to make sure if you work on what you got, it will increase. Mm-hmm. Knowledge will increase. Mm-hmm. See, you have this much knowledge now, but if you worked on it, it's not going to stay the mm-hmm. same. Like you make that emphasis at that time. Mm-hmm. They get the five according to their ability at that time. Mm-hmm. The other guy get two according to his ability at that time. The guy got one, the other man got one according to his ability at that time. Mm-hmm. Notice, the one with five does something with it. The one with two does something with it. The one with one did nothing with it. Nothing. Mm-hmm. His life was unfruitful. Mm-hmm. And we know it was unfruitful because the Bible tells us that, what does the master say to him? He says, you're wicked. You're lazy, you're unfruitful, mm-hmm. therefore you cast out in here out of darkness.
Mm-hmm. And
go ahead.
No, the ones that were producing,
yeah.
He said, enter into the joy of your Lord.
Yeah.
Enter into the joy of your Lord. And Lord is lowercase L, so it's not talking about Jesus, it's talking about the system that you're dominating. Enter into the joy of your Lord, that arena.
Yeah.
The joy of having dominion in it. When you're producing, is joyful. When you have dominion in the area and you're able to help, you're not just looking
joyful.
At the problem.
Yeah.
You have the ability to help. Think about how when people are in a situation, people are in their situation and they come to you and they're distraught. They need an answer to their situation. It could be a natural situation. It could be a tangible situation. It could be an emotional situation. If they come to you and they're distraught and they meet with you for 5 minutes and they leave and they're satisfied, they needed something done. They needed information. They needed a lead or a referral or a connection or something, and you're able to do that, it changes their situation. So when we're able to produce, we become the answer to people's prayer. So we're not just praying with people, but we're becoming an avenue that God is using to answer prayer. We're not becoming God, but we're becoming a distribution site, an avenue that is being used by God in order to be an answer to the prayer. Not just praying with people, but having the power to be able to answer the prayer. Like own properties. If you own properties and somebody's coming and they're in a situation and they need somewhere to live, if you own the property, then you can advise them of what they need to do in order to come and inhabit that property. Or if you partner with another organization, somewhere that you can direct them. They need something done, a task, an area that you're gifted in, and you could do it quickly. A lot of times we could do things quickly and we could do it quietly if we would just do it instead of going on and on about it. Sometimes we make too much criteria to do things for people. We spend more time making the criteria to get them to do it than just doing it quickly, quietly, and giving it over to them to be a solution to what they need. So what God has given us, different talents, he's given us different strengths. And if we could do it quickly, we could do it quietly, we could be an answer in somebody's situation, then we should be doing it, not holding it back and being stingy with the insight that God has given us.
It's easy to do and it's easy not to do. So we're all put here on this earth for a reason and for a purpose. And so we have to do what he needs us to do. And that's pleasing to him. And he will never leave you without the provision to do what he asks you to do. He will always be with you and give you the provision to provide and to whatever it is you need to do in order to be productive in life. But you can't just sit back and do nothing, because your life will be not good. And then you'll say, oh, I have a bad life. No, well, are you doing what you're supposed to do? Are you reaping what you're sowing? You reap and you sow. And that's whatever you do, that's the outcome. And if you don't do, then there's consequences. And that's just how life works.
I like that. He always give us
the provision.
The provision.
Yeah.
You can elaborate that.
Where do you find it out? You go in God's word. How do you know? You just can't sit there. You look in God's word and you be connected and you know where to go and what to do and to be productive. If we sit in our chair all the time and just say, oh, woe is me, the world is coming down. You're going to suffer the consequences. We're all here for a purpose, and God is with us. He will never leave us, and he will provide whatever we need in order to do what he wants us to do while we're walking on this side of life.
Make your day count.